You are listening to OmniTalk's Retail Daily Minute. Here are your day's top headlines. Hey, OmniTalk fans, don't miss the Shop Talk Fall launch special. Save up to 40% on your ticket if you register by this Friday. Visit fall.shoptalk.com for more info.
Headline one comes to us from Chain Store Age. Ulta Beauty experienced a significant drop in its stock price, plummeting by approximately 15% on Wednesday, following CEO Dave Kimbell's cautionary remarks about a slowdown in demand for beauty products. Kimbell highlighted that the company had anticipated a moderation in demand for beauty products, but observed a more pronounced and earlier slowdown than expected. This slowdown has affected various price points in beauty categories, particularly impacting prestige makeup and hair care. The cooling demand in the beauty category contrasts with its previous status as one of the retail sector's strongest performers. Despite economic pressures, consumers had continued to invest in makeup, skincare, and other beauty products. This trend prompted retailers like Ulta to expand their focus on beauty, with initiatives such as Target's collaboration with Ulta Beauty. However, Kimbell noted that economic factors such as rising credit card debt, geopolitical conflicts, and the upcoming presidential election are contributing to consumer uncertainty, impacting their spending behavior. Ulta Beauty had previously projected net sales ranging from $11.7 billion to $11.8 billion for the fiscal year 2024, reflecting an increase compared to the previous fiscal year. However, the company expects a slowdown in comparable sales growth, projecting an increase of 4% to 5% for the fiscal year, down from 5.7% growth in the previous year. Headline 2 comes to us from CNN. Costco, in partnership with its low-cost healthcare collaborator Sesame, has introduced a weight loss program for its U.S. members that includes access to prescriptions for GLP-1 weight loss drugs like Ozempic. This initiative aims to address the growing interest among consumers for weight loss solutions and follows Costco's earlier partnership with Sesame to provide affordable online health checkups. The program, launched in response to customer inquiries about weight loss assistance, offers a renewable 3-month plan. It includes a video consultation with a weight loss doctor or specialist, prescription for GLP-1 or other weight loss medications if deemed appropriate, and ongoing support through unlimited messaging and guidance from healthcare providers. Sesame is capable of prescribing injectable semaglutides like Ozempic, as well as oral weight loss medications. The program advertises significant weight loss percentages over specific timeframes, with potential benefits such as losing 5% of body weight in 3 months, 10% in 6 months, and 15% in a year. While the $179 3-month plan covers consultation and support services, the cost of medication is not included. Sesame warns that GLP-1s can be expensive without insurance, ranging from $950 to $1,600 per month. Headline 3 comes to us from Chain Store Age. DoorDash is launching a 6-month pilot program to test a benefits initiative for its independent contract drivers, known as Dashers. This initiative aims to provide portable benefits, including savings for retirement, health, dental, and vision insurance, as well as paid time off. During the pilot, which will run from April to September 2024 in Pennsylvania, eligible Dashers who earn at least $1,000 in the second quarter of the year through the DoorDash platform will be able to open a Stride Save account. They will receive deposits into their portable benefit savings, equivalent to 4% of their pre-tip earnings. Participants will have the flexibility to allocate their savings to eligible benefit categories of their choice. They can also contribute personal funds to the account, and all funds will remain portable with them, irrespective of their employment status. Headline 4 comes to us from Supermarket News. Senate Bill 1446, currently under consideration in the California State Senate, aims to protect workers in grocery and pharmacy stores that offer self-checkout services. If passed, the bill would impose several requirements on grocery and pharmacy retailers intending to offer self-checkout. These requirements include 1. Limiting the number of self-checkout stations monitored by a single employee to no more than 2. 2. Requiring the employee responsible for monitoring self-checkout stations to be relieved of all other duties. And 3. Mandating the inclusion of self-checkout in the assessment of potential work hazards for the retailer's injury and illness prevention programs. Furthermore, before implementing self-checkout, retailers would be obligated to conduct an assessment if it significantly impacts employees' essential job functions or eliminates jobs. This assessment would involve evaluating the salaries, benefits, jobs, and work hours affected by self-checkout. The bill also outlines procedures to ensure employee involvement and transparency throughout the assessment process. Employees must be notified 60 days in advance of the study, with opportunities for input. Collective bargaining representatives would have access to the assessment, and copies must be accessible to employees leading up to and after the study. Notably, SB 1446 is part of broader conversations surrounding the impact of automation and technology on the workforce.
That wraps us up. This has been your Retail Daily Minute, brought to you by Omnitalk. Be careful out there.